Blog Talk Radio.
About the company you've been keeping. Starts with a white lie, ends with a goodbye. Run off, slam the door. Seen it all before. Fool me once, shame on me. Next time I'll be ready. Mess around, I'll shoot you down. Avoid my aim instead. If you fuck me up, play your game. Gonna burn this bridge and bring all the pain. With you upon the fire and a fan for the pain.
Kayla about her career, music, and anything she's working on that she can talk about. This is going to be a fun one. I can already tell just by talking to Kayla, I'm a little bit off air. This is going to be so much fun. And I've got my buddy Craig with me. What's up, buddy?
Pretty good, Cody. How are you doing today?
I'm ready to get this interview started. So, with that being said, let's welcome the incredibly talented Miss Kayla Woodson to the show. Hey, Kayla, how are you?
Hi. I'm good. How are y'all?
I'm doing good. Thank you for doing this today.
Oh, no, thank you for having me.
Absolutely. As I said in the opener, that is a great song.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, Kayla, I am a huge fan for The Flame. I think any, not just that song, but every song you sing is going to ignite some fire.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate y'all supporting me. Super cool.
Oh, absolutely. And I'll tell you what I'll do. I host every Friday. I don't know if you've seen any of the tweets or anything, but every Friday I host Indie Country Radio, and I'm gonna add the song to a rotation on the show soon.
That would be awesome. Thank you.
Absolutely. Before we start things off today, just kind of introduce yourself and tell the listeners how you got into music in the first place.
Okay, well, my name is Kayla Woodson, as you probably figured out by now. So I started singing when I was about 4 years old, and it just grew from there. You know, I think started off as a habit, and I think as I got older, my parents realized, hey, she really does want to do this, you know. So by age 10, I had a band, and we were playing festivals, events, weddings, fairs, parties, anything you could think of, all around Louisiana, and I was traveling sometimes to Texas to sing at Opry's, and by the time I was 18, I ended up moving to Nashville and went to Belmont for 4 years, Belmont University, and graduated, and now we're here.
Awesome. I noticed you said said you're originally from Louisiana. I love it down there so much.
Yes, it's definitely super cool. I think there's definitely awesome parts about New Orleans and Nashville, so I feel like I win in both situations.
there's something about Louisiana in general. Feeling I've got from it, I've been down there once or twice, and it just seems to me like people have a zero concept of time down there, and that's perfectly fine, you know.
Mhm. Oh,
I
yeah.
have never been to Louisiana. Even I'm dying to go to New Orleans. Have you ever been?
You got it. The food is what. The food is the seller.
Oh gosh, the food. Don't get me started on that food. Oh gosh. Don't get me started.
I could definitely use some clean food right now.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, I'm a big seafood fan anyway, so, I mean, it's just,
yeah. Oh, yeah, we like to eat down there, for sure.
Oh, yes. A quick story for you real quick.
Mm-hmm.
I did my senior project in high school on the shrimping industry, which is cool in itself. I was in the high school band, and my band director's dad at the time owned a shrimp boat, and he took me out on it, and it was just so great. It was awesome.
Yeah, that's crazy. They make a good living doing that. You don't think about that, you know, when you're eating seafood at a restaurant. You don't think about that sometimes, I feel like, you know.
Exactly.
Well, that all depends. If you go to Forrest Gump, you think about that because he did the shrimp boat. Shrimp boat.
Yeah.
And you love that bubblegum shrimp.
and I mean, and seeing it firsthand, I was like, well, they gave me an entirely new appreciation for seafood, if that makes any sense to you.
Oh, yeah. No, it does. It gives you a real – I mean, I love seafood. Obviously, I'm all about seafood. So, and, I mean, I know a lot of people that have those jobs, too, you know. It's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they work long hours, and, you know, they're on a boat all the time. And it's rough.
Yeah. The only part of that job that I would volunteer to be is a taster. Just I'll wait till the boat comes back, and then I'll taste all the shrimp.
So you don't want to do the work.
I wouldn't
mind
having that job either. Yep, I wouldn't mind having that one either.
No.
I did have some kind of a fun kind of get to know you questions if you're okay with it.
Yeah, that's fine.
Awesome. If you could go back and change one thing about your career, would you, and what would it be?
Oh, man, you're starting with the big guns right here.
We don't pull any punches. No, I'm just kidding.
you know, honestly, I I really don't think I'd change anything. I feel like we're all given a certain path for a reason. Everything happens for a reason, and this is just mine. And, you know, I think I've had a great life and a great journey, you know, along this musical path. And, you know, it's just going to keep going, you know. So I don't think I'd change anything. I feel like all of our stories make us who we are. So I definitely wouldn't change anything. I know it's a weird answer, but...
No, it's a good, honest answer.
I mean, I agree with that completely because as I was telling you off air, I've been in this show for the past 5 years, well,
mm-hmm.
over 5 years, and of course I've had a few blunders and a few screw ups, but
mm-hmm.
but I seriously would not. I would not change the way this has played out for anything.
Right. Mhm. We all mess up, and the bumps are what makes us better. You know.
Exactly.
You mean we all drink our share of breakfast butter and maple syrup, but we recover from it.
Oh boy.
Yeah, I love that video from Facebook.
Oh, thanks.
You're welcome. Just breakfast has not been the same for me since then, but I still loved it, though.
Oh, wow.
Just kidding.
Okay. Time to focus. the next question I've got for you is this. And there's kind of a story that goes along with this question. In college, I had a professor loved scenarios. I mean... Every class period, he'd throw out a scenario
mm-hmm.
for us, and we'd have to figure it out. So that's probably where this question comes from. You're stranded on a deserted island and can only take 3 items with you. Where do you take him?
I've heard this question before. And I've answered it before. And I can't remember what I've said. But I know one thing I would bring, surprisingly, for me would be peanut butter. Because, one, peanut butter, you can put a lid on it. It doesn't expire. And it's something to eat that's not fish. Because I'm sure if you're stuck on an island, you get tired of the fish.
Just, yes. You probably would. Go ahead.
Oh, man, what else? I'd have to bring something to do. So I'd want my guitar with me so I could, you know, write songs maybe about how lonely I am. And, oh, man, this is hard. I'm, like, trying to think, okay, what do I have that I would want? I've got the food. I've got something to keep me occupied. Maybe a fork, because what if I do need to eat fish?
You're right.
Practical. That's pretty practical.
Right?
I mean,
how about jelly? It goes with the peanut butter.
Oh, no, I can eat peanut butter without the jelly. So I'll spare the jelly.
True. Yeah. You know.
True.
To me, peanut butter and chocolate should be two separate food groups in and of themselves.
That's just buy Reese's peanut butter cups, and they'll take care of that.
Oh, my gosh.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. yes.
Don't spread the peanut butter on the fish. Please, don't get that crazy.
No. We wouldn't do that. That's for the line.
Just no.
Save that for your next video with the band. Just kidding.
That video, you know, I'm surprised those guys still play for me after that video.
Oh, yes. That was an star video for me. It set breakfast cuisine to a new limit.
No, they loved it.
I'm
don't
curious now. I gotta dig up this video. I'm curious now.
Yeah, you gotta watch it. You gotta watch it to see what we're talking about.
I'm curious. I won't do that for sure. I won't do that.
Just don't eat it. Just don't watch it on a full stomach. Just trust me, Cody.
Yeah, I'm not going to. Okay. If you weren't a singer, Kayla, what would you be doing right now?
If I wasn't singing, it would be out of two things. So I really, really actually love radio. So I would love to be like a radio personality if I didn't sing. Not that, I would say like exercise science, like, you know, like a sports admin kind of thing. I love sports. That's one other thing I really love. So out of those two, I think I'd definitely still stay in that entertainment industry for sure. But either way. So
what's your favorite sport?
I love basketball is actually one of my favorite sports. I love basketball, volleyball, softball. I used to play, you know, way back in the day. But, you know, I love sports. I love watching sports. I love going to games and, you know, so those are two things that I love, music and sports. So if I can do either one of those, I'm happy.
Who are your favorite teams, Kayla?
Well, I got to say, you know, my Saints, my New Orleans Saints.
I feel like
that's an obvious one. But the Saints, I'm big on, we're obviously Louisiana, we're big on our LSU Tigers. Basketball-wise, you know, basketball, I cheer for the Pelicans. You know, I'm hoping that they, you know, they got this good draft pick, and so hopefully things will go up a little bit. But we'll see. We'll see what happens. I'm a big New Orleans team person.
I should have known that you would have picked Drew Brees. They're on the tear right now.
Probably.
But, go ahead. I'm sorry.
My favorite sporting event to go to is a Nashville Predators hockey game. Those things are just amazing.
You know, and I love them, but I really don't know what's going on.
That's okay. I don't know what's going on either.
You know,
where I'm from, there's not really hockey. So, I mean, there was way back when I was a little kid. We had a hockey team at one time in New Orleans, but that ended. So I've never really been around hockey that much, and I've gone to the Preds games, and I love them, and I have so much fun, but I have no idea what's going on.
You know,
I just noticed when everybody cheers.
And I'm kind of surprised that hockey in the South has taken hold like it has, you know? Because,
yeah, for sure. And
I'll be honest with you, I didn't think the Predators would last 5 years in Nashville. I gave them 5 years.
Really?
It's been almost 20. So.
And they're getting even bigger because, you know, how close they got to the Cup last season.
Exactly. That was an awesome run last year. That was an awesome run.
I wish they could have pulled out the win right there.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to ask you, this is probably one of my favorite questions to ask a guest ever. So, I'm going to, I'm a big fan of artist interviews. I'll watch, read, or listen to pretty much any artist interview I can possibly find. Which I think it helps me. Get better at what I'm doing with the show. I was watching Dan Rather interview a Kid Rock one time, and he asked him this question. When everything's said and done with your career, what's the one thing that you want to be remembered for as an artist?
Oh, that is a good one. You know, when it comes down to it, I mean, I love being able to share music with people. I think, especially your own songs, I mean, that is one thing that I love, being able to go on stage and perform my songs. And, you know, having to to have people sing them back, to have people know those songs, and to have people say, hey, I really relate to this song. Thank you. You know, stuff like that is really cool to me. So when it's all said and done, I want to be able to relate to people. I want people to hear my songs and be like, you know, man, I can relate to you, you know. And, I mean, I think that's what's great about country music. Country music is so relatable, you know. It's just you can relate to at least one song that you hear in this genre.
Right. You know, and I'm glad you said that because I've been talking to independent country music artists for maybe the past 3 years or so, 3.5, something like that. And I've made a lot of friends in this business. And and everybody, at least that I've dealt with, has been just so generous and just really approachable, you know. And that's all I love about the industry.
Yeah,
so.
For sure. Definitely. I mean, I think it's so awesome to be able to relate to people, you know. And I love performing. Performing is one of my favorite part about being an artist. So when I can sing my songs to people and see them either singing back to me or, you know, after a show come and be like, oh, man, I love that song. Like, thank you, you know, or, like, I know the words. Or, you know, anything. Just, it makes you feel so good. You know, especially all the work, I'm sure me and all of the other artists put in, you know, we put in so much work because we're passionate about it. And for me, I love being able to sing my songs, and I love being able to relate those to people.
Kayla, you're on the top of the list of artists that I want to see in 2018 when I go to Nashville. I mean, that's why I have asked you a lot, when are you playing next? So, because I want to be able to plan my next trip to Nashville around one of your shows other than CMA Fest.
Yeah.
That's why I keep asking.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. Totally. We'll make it happen.
Great.
Hey, speaking of the CMA, are you watching are you watching?
The Awards on Wednesday?
Yeah.
That's what you're talking about? Yeah. I planned on it. I picked up a last minute show, so I'm gonna be actually singing while the awards are going on. So.
I get it.
But I'm sure I will catch a rerun.
Where are you singing on Wednesday night?
I'm playing at the Fill-In Station for a program called the Performing Writers. I'm just gonna be doing 4 to 5 songs. Yeah, so it'll be cool.
Oh, I would love to see that.
I've watched the CMA Awards probably for about the past 20-something years. and you know, it's always been, it's been a dream of mine for the past 5 or 6 years to be on that red carpet talking to the stars.
Mhm. That's awesome.
Yeah. And
that is
really
awesome.
I'm not there yet, but I mean, I'm hoping, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We're not there yet, but we're hoping. okay.
Exactly. You're on your journey.
This question. Exactly. This question I've got for you. It's kind of a new question that we ask people. As an artist, is there ever, pressure to kind of outdo yourself, with every single or album that you release?
You know, for me, I don't think it's pressure to outdo other songs that I release. For me, it's pressure for myself to put out the best that I can do. You know, I put out songs that I really feel like are part of me and songs that I feel like people would enjoy or, you know, like I mentioned earlier, can relate to. I think for me, it's just always putting, you know, A-plus work out. You know, I want to be able to look back and say, hey, I'm so glad I put this song out, you know. So for me, I don't think it's pressure to outdo other songs I've released. I think collectively, for me, it's just to get good songs out there.
I've got probably about two or three more questions for you, and then I think we're gonna wrap things up. But professionally speaking, what's the best thing that's ever happened to you?
Say that one more time.
Professionally speaking, what's the best thing that's ever happened to you?
The best thing as of right now that has ever happened to me, I have two. So my very, very top one is releasing my EP, because that was the first time I've ever released an album or, you know, a body of work that has had all original songs written or co-written by me. You know, it was just like I got to say, hey, world, here I am. Here is my music, you know, that I've spent time and wrote. And, you know, I put my hand in every aspect of that EP, you know, from, you know, the pictures to the font on the cover to, you know, everything, to the song. So it was really awesome to see that come to life. So for me, that was my number one accomplishment. The second one for me was I had happened to get an opportunity to randomly jump up on stage and sing with Lady Antebellum at one of their concerts, and that was super cool for me.
Wow.
Yeah. So that was
where,
a really
where did you sing with them? Sorry to interrupt.
It was a couple of years ago. I was actually, I had won a free trip to the Dominican Republic and I took my mom, and it was to go see Lady Antebellum at the Hard Rock in the Dominican Republic in Punta Cana. And weirdly, things had gotten to where I had sang karaoke at the bar that one night, and this couple had saw me, and at the meet and greet, they had told Lady Antebellum, they're like, hey, this girl, like, right here, she sings, like, she's blah, blah, like, she's going to be famous, blah, blah. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, what are they, I don't even know you people, like, what are you doing? why are you telling them this? And then, you know, I walked up and Charles was like, oh, I heard you sing, like, that's awesome, keep going, like, that's super cool. And I got to start, it was really cool. And all of a sudden we were at the concert and they're singing American Honey. See, Hillary Scott just point at me. And I like turn around like, okay, like who's she pointing at? Not me. And she just started saying, hey, like, come here, like pointing at me like, come on. And so her, you know, they pulled me up on stage and I got to sing the rest of that song with them. And it's so cool to be able to be on stage with people who, you know, who do that, you know, who tour for a living, and you get to see how they interact with the crowd, and you know, it was really, really cool.
Oh my, oh God, that must have been so
that
incredible.
Cool.
You sit there singing to Hillary American
cool.
Honey. Oh, I wish I, is there a video of that on YouTube?
There's a video on YouTube.
I have to see that.
There's a video
I'm so
on
happy.
YouTube. But, you know, I'm so glad that I knew the song, because that would have been really bad.
You got lucky that you picked the song
oh, well,
that you knew.
Been embarrassing. Oh, speaking of embarrassing, and I hadn't I told the story in a while, but I'm kind of a singer myself.
Okay.
Kind of karaoke-ish, kind of, you know. So I was with my best friend at this place playing with a live band.
Mm-hmm.
And we were doing a Randy Travis and a Carrie Underwood's version of I Told You So, which is such
yeah.
a great song.
Mm-hmm.
She takes the first verse, nails it. I mean, just knocks it out of the park completely. It gets to me. I'm fine for the first 10 seconds, and I just blank. I'm like, oh, crap. What's the word? I'm like, oh, crap. And he looked at me like, I'm going to kill you, Murph. I am so going to kill you. But she, luckily, it was a spot she knew the words to. She started singing, and I got together. So
there you go.
One or two more questions for you. As a creative person, which I know you obviously are, what inspires or motivates you?
You know, I think for my music career, I think what inspires me is being in Nashville. Like, I get to see so many cool things. I get to I have so many inspirations, you know, that are big in this, and, you know, like the Dolly Parton and Carrie Underwoods of the
mm-hmm.
world, you know, like Shania Twain,
mm-hmm.
like all these people I grew up listening to and loved, and I watched, you know, their music and their songwriting and their, even just when it comes down to Dolly Parton, like her business skills and her, you know, it's just, I've gotten to watch these powerful women in the 90s
mm-hmm.
especially, you know, lead the way for artists and songwriters and singers like me. And so I think it's really cool, you know, to get to follow, hopefully one day, in those footsteps and be able to, you know, do that. I mean, that's more of the inspiration for me, are just people that I've seen, you know, and I feel like the hard work definitely inspires you to do better, you know. I feel like every
right.
day, if I'm not doing something related to music, then I'm not going anywhere, you know. So I'm always
right.
motivating myself to do something every day, because then I know to, you know, trying to achieve a dream.
Kayla,
well,
you had opened for, well, not opened, you sang with Hillary, American Honey, and from there,
mm-hmm.
you could use it as a stepping stone, so maybe down the road, one goal to have is possibly to open for Lady Antebellum and then maybe come back later in the night and sing with them on stage.
Yeah, that would be cool.
Yes.
That would definitely
yes.
be a really
cool. Hey, thank you so much for doing this. This has been so much fun.
Oh, thank you for having me. This was so much fun, for sure.
Absolutely.
It went by
hey,
too quickly.
Yes, it did. I'll tell all my guests this, but it's especially true for you. If there's anything that you ever need from us, whether it's a promotion for a new single, whatever it is, don't ever hesitate to reach out, okay?
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate that. I'll definitely.
You're awesome.
I'll keep that in mind.
If you have,
awesome.
When you release new music, we'd be more than happy to promote it, and you're welcome back on the show
yeah,
anytime.
For sure.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, you are. Totally, anytime. I think I'm going to let you go and let you get about your evening, but I thank you again for doing this.
No, yes, thank you so much. I'm so glad we finally got to chat.
All righty. I'll let you go, and I'll talk to you later, okay?
And
thank you all.
Soon,
have a great
Kayla.
Night.
Bye, Kayla.
Bye.
That was so much fun.
Oh, it went too quickly. I wish it could go longer.
Hey, Greg, I'm going to let you go, too, because I gotta get off here real quick because – frankly, I'm starving, so I'll talk to you tomorrow, okay, buddy?
Talk to you tomorrow. Have a good night.
All right, bud. I'll talk to you later. Hope you guys enjoyed our interview with the lovely Miss Kayla Woodson. Real quick, tomorrow at 4:30 Central, we have the super talented Miss Tiffany Ashton joining us. And Lindsay at 4:30 Central, we have the super talented Emily Minor joining us on the show. And that being said, I think I'm going to end the episode right here. You've been listening to Weekdays with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.